Friends, this portion of our show is made possible by AGM Global Vision, maker of the Rattler Thermal Scope that I use for all my night hunting. Also by Gear the Hunt. Go online to gearthehunt.com. This is a store owned by my friend Paul Tyson. Paul carries all kind of quality thermal night hunting equipment, including the AGM Global Vision line. Also by Kubi's Wild Game Processing and Kubi's Restaurant in Dallas. And Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Folks, this is Luke. I thought we would take this segment and let me talk to you about hunting with big bore air guns. You know, gosh, August is the month that we all get geared up and get fired up thinking about hunting season, start shooting our bows more and sighting in our hunting rifles. But a lot of people quiz me about big bore air guns. Now, I've been shooting and hunting with big bores for about 11 years now, and I've learned a few things about them, and especially as my job as hunting editor for Air Gun Hobbyist, I get exposed to a lot of different air guns and a lot of different hunting situations. But let me tell you now, the big bore air guns of today are quite capable of taking any big game animal in North America. I promise you that. Some of the air guns, such as the Dragon Claw, there's a Seneca Dragon Claw, is a 50 caliber air gun, and it shoots bolts also, like a bolt, like a crossbow bolt with a broadhead on it. And Cape Buffalo have been killed with these. Also shoots 50 caliber bullets. So people ask me, you know, how do we get started? What do I need to know? Well, what you need to know first, most of your big package stores, you know, do not carry what we call PCP air guns. Now, a PCP air gun is an air gun that fills up one of two ways, hooked directly to a compressor, and these things pressure up to 3,600 PSI. 3,000 PSI is a pretty standard fill, but you have to fill them with an air tank that's capable of holding these extreme pressures, are directly with a compressor. Any compressor won't work. You need to have a compressor that's designed to create that kind of pressure, 3,000 or some of them now. Many of them shoot 3,600 PSI. So that's one thing to think about. You're not going to be able to go to your package store and say, let me have a compressor, let me buy an air gun. Now, the first air gun, the big bore air gun that I was exposed to is the Air Force Air Guns Texan. Actually, I was fortunate enough to have one of the first 10 prototypes to shoot and hunt with. Test, if you will. It didn't need any testing when I got it. It was a powerhouse, and it's still the most powerful air gun that I hunt with. It's Air Force Air Guns Texan, and I have the 45 caliber. They make a 50 caliber now. But I've killed a lot of hogs. No, I don't know, probably in excess of 50 hogs with this air gun. I've killed some nice buck, one really good buck, and put a lot of meat on the in the freezer with the Texan. But people ask me, what kind of gun do I need? The Texan develops over 500 foot-pounds of energy, shoots bullets, right? Powerful gun. Now, the Seneca Dragon Claw doesn't develop that much power, that much pressure, I should say, or foot-pounds, but it's quite capable. I've killed hogs, and it doesn't develop the foot-pounds of the Texan, put it that way, but it shoots bolts. And you slam a bolt with a broadhead through just about any kind of mammal, you know, you're going to have some meat on the game pole. So that's a couple of the air guns that I know a lot about. I've hunted with them extensively, and I've used them both. The Air Force Air Guns Texan is the most powerful. If you're going to be shooting 75 yards out at big game or 100 yards, you want the power that it can develop. The Seneca Dragon Claw, the 50 caliber, I've killed a bunch of hogs up close, but I always shoot things, you know, using that setup, the Dragon Claw, I shoot closer. I set up where just a little bit out of bow range, to be honest with you. And I place my shots, especially on anything, but hogs, I try to shoot them right in the neck, right behind the jaw, and they do not run. So that's what you need to know. So a lot of people ask me this, and I get quizzed through the magazine, Air Gun Hobbyist magazine. How do I get started? What do I need? Okay, Now, we're talking about hunting deer and hogs, big game. Now, in Texas, you can hunt all the big game with certain PCP air guns that develop the pressure that's required. The Texan is one of them. You know, you can hunt anything with that, the Dragon Claw. So you're going to need a rifle. Now, you're going to be thinking about cost. This rifle is going to cost you several hundred bucks. You're going to be able to buy an entry-level centerfire cheaper. You could probably buy two centerfires for the price of one of these air guns. So they're not as cheap as the entry-level centerfire rifles. They're not. And you're also going to need a tank, an air tank, or a compressor. Now, with that air tank, the carbon fiber air tanks, the scuba tanks will even work. But they're awful big and bundlesome and heavy. Carbon fiber tanks are much easier to work with. But even with an air tank, you're going to need a compressor. Somebody's going to have to fill that thing up. Now, you can go to, paintball ranges and places like that if you happen to be close to one. And with the right fittings, most of those places can fill your tank, charge your tank up. And I used to do that, but I have found that the compressors now are economically priced. I mean, they're not outrageous, and they'll save you a lot of money running around trying to get your tanks filled. I use one called a Nomad, N-O-M-A-D, Nomad. And I'll tell you how I use it and how it's effective in just a minute. But the next question is, where do I find these supplies? Pyramid Air. You can go online, folks, to PYRAMYD, pyramidair.com. It's, to my knowledge, it's the biggest air gun supply company in the world. There's people there to answer questions. Then you're going to have some questions probably when you get your first air rifle. But you can buy the Texan, the Seneca Dragon Claw, all kind of different. They carry it all, to my knowledge, just about anything you might need, including the Nomad compressors. So you've got your big bore air gun, you got your compressor. How about bullets? Well, to be frank with you, I shoot a bullet that's 220 grains, and it's all about shot placement with an air rifle. You do not have that hydrostatic shock of a bullet going close to 3,000 feet per second. You have to put that, like hunting with a bow, if you will, you have to put that bullet where it needs to be. Deer, I've killed one really good buck, pretty high scoring, about a 160 class buck with my Air Force Air Guns Texan a few years ago up on the Dale River Ranch. But heart and lungs, it'll get it done. Your marginal shots that you might be making with center fires, you want to make sure and place that bullet where you want it with a big bore air gun. Now, ranges, how far do you want to shoot? I have buddies that shoot regularly kill deer at 125 yards. I don't. I sight in at 100. And past 100 yards, folks, these bullets, 200 grain bullet, or I even hunt with a 350 grain bullet sometimes. That trajectory drops big time after really about 75 yards. So I sight in either at 75 yards dead on or 100 yards. A lot of times I will sight it dead on at 75 yards or 50 yards. And then I'll shoot it out to 75 and it'll drop a couple inches, something like that, from 50 to 75. Most of these bullets do. So getting to know your weapon, your air gun, is what it's all about. Again, your people can't go to a store. There are air gun supply stores around that sells air guns, PCP I'm talking about. Now, your old pump-ups, are the little CO2 cartridges. You can buy them about anywhere, but the PCP that fill through a Foster valve, they're not at every store that you go to. So you don't have the ability just to go grab one and look it over. But there again, pyramidair.com, you can go there and spend some time. You can learn a great deal about the different air guns. So, of course, I scope mine, put a scope on them. The accuracy on these big bore air guns is good. they shoot, mine shoot almost, well, I say almost, they shoot as good a group out to about 50, 75 yards as any center fire that I own. And again, I don't shoot long range, but the capability is there. You still have your foot pounds when you're shooting one like the Texan that develops a bunch of foot pounds, you know, 100 yards, 125 yards. But I just want to make sure I down that animal. I don't want to be looking, and I want to go up and be able to hang that rascal on the meat pole. So I keep my shots short. Most of the animals, most of the hogs that I've killed have been inside 50 yards. I'd say, 90% of them have been. I just set up for that kind of hunt rather than be looking over a corn feeder that's 100 yards away. Well, maybe the stand is 100 yards from that corn feeder, but I'll build me a brush blind or set up closer within 50 yards where I know I can precisely put that bullet when the time arises, you know? So if you're contemplating hunting with a big bore air gun, there's plenty of time to get ready for this fall's hunting seasons. Make sure and check the regulations in the state that you're in regarding the hunting with big bore air guns. Now, just to shoot them for fun, you can do that anywhere, but there are different regulations depending on which state you're in. So check that out real good. Decide what you want to hunt. And just remember that those are two air rifles that big bore air guns that I know a lot about. The Texan, very powerful. The Seneca Dragon Claw will get the job done. With the bolt shooting a Seneca, you can kill anything with it. It's legal, of course, you know. Cape Buffalo have been killed with the Seneca Dragon Claw. But if you're shooting bullets and you want to be shooting out past 50 yards or whatever, you probably want to look at the Texan pretty close. Folks, I've enjoyed visiting with you. We've had some fun guests on the show today. If you want to contact me for anything, you might want to be a guest on this show, catfishradio.org, catfishradio.org. And remember, we do a weekly TV show called A Sportsman's Life that's on Carbon TV. Actually, it was a top-rated show in July for Carbon TV. You can go there on all your Roku streaming devices or just go online to carbontv.com and check out A Sportsman's Life. Stay cool, folks. Hunting season's just around the corner. Well, folks, thanks much for listening. This segment was brought to us by AGM Global Vision, GearTheHunt.com, Pyramid Air, and Air Force Air Guns, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related.